Made in the Black Country on 97.2 FM and DAB, this is Beacon.
It's 1 o'clock, I'm Stacey Foster. A massive fire's broken out in the middle of Wolverhampton this lunchtime. Beacon's Daryl Murphy can tell us more.
Yeah, this is a big blaze at Carver's Builders on Littles Lane in the city, just off the ring road. Now, fire crews got the call through it just before a quarter to 12. 9 fire engines and more than 40 firefighters are now at the scene trying to tackle this. They're also using a hydraulic platform. Thick clouds of black smoke can be seen around the city centre. Police say people need to avoid the area as well because the smoke's causing traffic problems with the visibility now. Their helicopter's also flying overhead trying to help officers who are working on the ground by sending back TV pictures. Now, at the moment, we don't know how long it's going to take to get this blaze under control.
Thanks, Daryl. We have got pictures of the fire at beaconradio.co.uk. In other news, it's 2 o'clock. I'm Stacey Foster. 75 firefighters are tackling a massive fire in Wolverhampton city centre right now.
It's like a never-ending plume of grey black smoke rising from where Carver's Builders used to be. You can't see anything beyond the smoke, apart from a few bits of flames.
It started just before 11 this morning at Carver's Builders Merchants on Littles Lane. 120 people that work there have been evacuated, along with even more people who live on Falkland Crescent just around the corner, and about 50 students in accommodation nearby. Beacon's Travel Tom is down there.
The bit I did manage to see of the building was the roof has totally collapsed into the building. And what workmen from Carver's are actually saying, I can hear them say, the whole building has been totally destroyed.
Beacon Steve Herman is there right now for us.
Yeah, well, I'm by Falkland Crescent, which is one of the areas where houses have been evacuated here because of this massive fire. You can still see grey and black smoke billowing out into the sky above Wolverhampton city centre. Interestingly, I've just spoken to a guy that's behind the 200-metre cordon who has told me he's come all the way from Bloxwich, which is 8 miles away, because he saw the smoke all the way from there. So that should tell you the magnitude of this fire that's happening right now. The police advice is still to stay away from the area.
Thanks, Steve. As things stand at the moment, the ambulance service have told us they've not had any reports of any injuries, but they are telling people nearby to keep their windows closed. Beacon's just been speaking to Henry Carver at the scene. He owns the firm that's been in Wolverhampton for more than 100 years.
It just appeared to start so quickly, and it just seemed very minor, and it was somewhere around the timber area in the centre. And that was it, and it just went up so quickly.
If you want to see just how bad this fire is, head to beaconradio.co.uk, where we're putting up all the pictures from the scene that you're sending in. In the last hour, the fire service have put up a big cordon, keeping people at least 200 metres away from the burning building because there are gas cylinders inside. Well, it's not surprising that this fire is going to cause delays well into rush hour tonight. Wolverhampton station is closed, so no trains will be running, but Beacon will keep you up to date with the latest travel to help you get home. We'll have that every 15 minutes.
In the last hour, the fire service have been giving us an update. They say 70% of the building's been destroyed. Here's Group Commander Nigel Soden.
We managed to get in there. Firefighters, it's a risky profession. They've taken some risk to prevent the building spreading to other surrounding companies. What we're trying to do now, extinguish it, and we're looking after the people in the surrounding area of the company.
It's 5 o'clock, I'm Aaron B, and nearly 100 firefighters have been tackling a huge blaze in Wolverhampton city centre this afternoon. It started at Carver's Builders Merchants on Little Lane after 11 o'clock, and fire crews are expected to be there into tomorrow. Beacon Steve Herman has this report.
It just appeared to start so quickly.
That's Henry Carver, the owner of the company, which has been in his family for over 100 years.
You have to sort of take positives. That, when I left the building, nobody else was in it.
Luckily, nobody was injured, but 70% of the building, which is just off the ring road, has been destroyed. Just looking at it now, I can see that it's wilted under the intense heat of the fire. Nigel Soden is the group commander for West Midlands Fire Service.
Yeah, we've managed to get in there. Firefighters, it's a risky profession. They've taken some risk to prevent the building spreading to other surrounding companies. What we're trying to do now, extinguish it, and we're looking after the people in the surrounding area of the company.
Well, large crowds gathered to watch them deal with the blaze, with some turning up after spotting it as far as 8 miles away.
I was over in Bloxwich, and I looked across and could see this great big thick plume of black smoke.
Couldn't believe it, it's huge. Nothing like we've seen before, really.
To see it, it's sad. I mean, all these lads,